And the priest shall set the woman before the Lord, and uncover the woman's head, and put the offering, the memorial, in her hands, which is the jealousy offering. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that causeth the curse. And the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say unto the woman, If no man have lain with thee, and if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causeth the curse. And this water that causeth the curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell and thy thigh to rot. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causeth the curse. And the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled, and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causeth me to answer. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and want princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet, setteth he the He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. He sendeth out his word, and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The lot causeth contentions to cease, and parteth between the mighty. He that wasteth his father, and chaseth away his mother, is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. When the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up. They shall have linen bonnets upon their heads, and shall have linen breeches upon their loins. They shall not gird themselves with anything that causeth sweat. To you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, he that killeth but deceiveth them that dwell on the earth, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth,